This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a podcast reply to the two amigos, or two of three amigos, on their podcast, Iran-Contra. Well, I'd like to start out by saying thank you to Mr. Springer for recognizing my genius. That's not something I hear very often. You know, when you hear somebody say that, you go, wow, that's cool. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You need to pass that around as much as you can. It was good hearing you back, Skeptic. I'm glad you finally got out of that closet, and I'm glad Springer and AT Estrogen and the others, Huggy Bear, they all let you go. You know, I'm not sure what kind of leverage you had to use to win your freedom, but I'm glad to see that in you are victorious, my friend. As far as the Iran-Contra affair, my God, that was back in the 80s. I tried to think of what I remember. I mean, I lived through the time, you know, I remember it. But what did I remember of the Iran-Contra affair? The only thing that came to mind was Fawn Hall. Oliver North's secretary. Her testifying before Congress that, yes, she could type, and she could run a document shredding machine, too. She shredded quite a few of them. And I thought, my God, I lived through that. Surely I can remember more about the Iran-Contra affair. And then it kind of dawned on me that I was kind of busy during the 80s. My first child was born in 82. My second child was born in 84. My third child was born in 86. And I sweated all the way through 88. For me, the 80s were about changing poopy diapers, getting up in the middle of the night to feed children. Yes, I helped out. I went through labor and delivery with the wife 3 times. Man, that was something else. All that hollering and screaming and begging for drugs. And that was just me. You wouldn't believe what my poor wife went through. But, so, I have an excuse for not knowing much about what happened in the 80s. You know, I was busy in one of the most wonderful times of my life. Bizarre, but wonderful. You know, children, they definitely change everything. I mean, it was always something. Got lots and lots of pictures to prove it, too. So, I'm sorry, but I can't really help you out on Iran-Contra. Unless you want me to find a picture of Fawn Hall. I probably got one on my computer here somewhere. Still, enjoy the podcast. SO, I'm glad you're back. Springer, excellent dude. I'm glad you let the big guy go. Knock him in the head with a cane harder next time. Okay, I'm just joking. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi out.